A skeleton found beneath a car park in England has been confirmed as that of King Richard III. Richard, who was killed in battle in 1485, will be reinterred in Leicester Cathedral, near to where his remains were located. The monarch was 32 when he died, and several notable features of the skeleton are said to clearly demonstrate that the bones belong to Richard, who was England's last king to die in battle. Experts from the University of Leicester said DNA from the bones matched that of Michael Ibsen, a descendant of the monarch's family who experts had painstakingly traced. Richard had one of the shortest reigns in English history of only 26 months. He was a royal prince until the death of his brother in 1483, upon which Richard was appointed as protector of his nephew until he became old enough to rule. However, Richard instead assumed the reins of power and sent the young heir to the throne to the Tower of London. Richard was killed by Henry Tudor in 1485, after only 2 years on the throne. His reputation in the centuries since his death has largely been shaped by the Shakespeare play Richard III, where he is portrayed as a Machiavellian usurper, who is reduced to crying out, "A horse, my kingdom for a horse," in his final battle.